Welcome to the Coffee with Karen podcast, a weekly chat show discussing everything from holistic health to current affairs from a mental, physical, and spiritual perspective. Get your weekly cup of positivity with a sprinkling of woo-woo.
Welcome to the show. Today is Monday and this is going out live on Mintwave Radio. You can either go to the website above, Mintwave-radio, or even just ask Alexa and it will play. If this is via podcast, same website, you can actually download the app for Apple and Android for Podbean and check out the whole schedule for the week's shows ahead. Feel free to subscribe, follow any, or leave a comment. So today's episode is 160. And today we have Cindy Gorney, who is an Akashic reader, teacher, and healer. And we're going to be talking about soul time with Cindy. I'm your host, Karen Roberts, helping coaches and therapists to get their message heard to the people who need to hear it. Now, Cindy is the creator of healing and content in the Akashic Records. Everything is changing, growth and loving, all these deep desires. So welcome to the show, Cindy.
Thank you for having me.
And if you would like to start by sharing a little bit about your background story and how you came to be doing what you're currently doing.
I needed a lot of healing. I had a lot of stress and trauma in my life, and that led me to a retreat with a Akashic Record reading. I left the retreat. There was a giveaway, and I was handed the gift of the reading. It changed everything for me. It gave me so much clarity. It gave me focus, energy, everything, and I just wanted more of it. I have such a passion for it. And that's why I created the course. And I love to help others. I love to give readings. I created a Akashic clearing for a dear family member that had some fear in his stuff, in his mind, and the trauma. So that's how I created the Akashic clearing. So everything is prompted from an issue, an instance, something, you know, that has stirred this desire in my soul.
And for the listeners out there who might be thinking, what are the Akashic Records? Can you explain?
It's your blueprint of your life. It's your story. It's like we all have our soul and then we all have our human. And as humans, we have these patterns and issues, and you tap into something that you want to clear, heal, transform. This is the year of ascension. And there's always something to learn and heal and grow.
But where are these Akashic Records? How do people find them?
It's an energy.
What is this?
It's an energy that I tap into. And when I was at my girlfriend's condo in Florida, I left there December 20th. I was giving readings on the beach. I knew I had to make a change. I lived in my home 33 years and I flew from Fort Myers to Midway, Chicago. It was cold, dirty, dark, lockdown. I said, I'm done. So I bought an RV. I've been traveling for a year and a half and I couldn't do it without my intuition and the growth on my soul. So I've created the life of my dreams with everything. Nutrition, the Akashic isn't the way you do just one little thing that you change. It's the way you do everything, the way you think, the way you feel, the way you manifest, what you eat, how you energize your body, health, everything, wealth, manifesting. Because what you think and what you feel is what you vibrate, is what you attract and what you manifest. So if you're living in fear, if you're living in fear, that's what you're creating.
And that's what you're attracting. So we're all energy, right?
Yes.
So what were you doing before? How did you find yourself on this journey?
I lived near a healing center. And there was, like I said, there was trauma. And I went there all the time. And it was two blocks away from my house. So I just got into the metaphysical. And I loved it. It felt so good. I did the EFT tapping. I did some muscle testing, Reiki, do have good energy. And then a colleague said, I'd love to teach you Reiki. And she just came by my house and taught me, and we did exchanges. And it's just been like a motion of a wheel turning to more growth, more desires, more learning. And now I want everybody else on board to feel this and to have this amazing energy. And intuition is everything. If you're not getting sparks and images and looking at everything in a way of what can I learn from that? Oh, this feels good. This doesn't feel good. You're not going to be as productive as you could be in your life without that.
We've been conditioned, though, to switch that off, haven't we? Because we've been conditioned to not trust how we feel, to not trust our intuition. And we've been told what we should be thinking about and what we should be, how we should be filming. And this has come from childhood, right? All throughout school, we're just taught to remember things and to regurgitate things that we've remembered, rather than actually trusting our own inner not knowing. So is this why do you think they've changed now? Because people are starting to, the more they're learning about this stuff, they're learning about energy, they're learning to trust that inner knowledge that we all have. It's like nobody got missed out. nobody went, no, you go and sit on the naughty step. You don't get that. We all have it within us, but we've learned to cut off from it.
That is so true. And dead people talked to me, and I got a lot of messages, and people asked me, and I was very Catholic, very religious. I was always very religious, and that was how I got to be so spiritual. I still am. I'm very connected to God. People can call it source, universe, whatever, but for me, it's God. And when I got the messages, I didn't know how to share it. I didn't want to share on social media. I didn't want people to judge me and think that I was odd. But now it's a blessing. It's a gift that I have embraced.
And do you think that that is the problem? Many feel that they don't want to step out into their truth because of this fear of judgment, and social media doesn't help with all these things either. Right. But do you see a change in this as more and more people are coming on board? Akashic Records is something that up until a couple of years ago, I had never heard of ever until I started doing the show and speaking to people like yourself and hearing about this, and which I found find just completely fascinating. Whereas before, no, it wasn't brought up, or it wasn't, obviously it's still not mainstream, but more and more people are talking about this stuff. So what do you think's changed? Where has the fear gone? That's a good thing, right?
You step into it and you feel it. You understand why it could be from a past life or from your DNA, childhood, whatever. You understand it, and then if you can step out of that fear mode and step into how you really want to feel and embrace that, because you need to feel both to have the transition to what you want to feel. And I understand, because when I got the reading, I had no idea what it was, and everybody at the retreat was so thrilled. You got it. And I didn't understand until I had it, and she told me everything, and I was like, okay. So it was.
So you learned to trust yours.
Yes. And you need to ask for things. It's not just going to drop in your lap. Work, do the soul work, do the inner child, all of it. Keep opening up those layers. That's what the course is for, to tap in, to learn, to get the information, and then to continue to dig deeper. And then the blessing of it is that after you work on your soul, then you start to give readings in level 2, and it's another continuous learning, because I still have the colleagues that I did the practice readings with, and you have that connection to go to if you're stumbling upon something. Let's do a trade, and it's the best thing that ever happened to me.
Awesome. So who is it that you help, and how do you help? Like you said, it's going through inner child work again. So to any listeners who are out there thinking, what's inner child work? Can you explain what that is?
It's something that somebody could have said to you. It could have been a hurt. It's a trauma. It's an issue. It could have been a sibling. It could be a million things that happened to you that, and now it could come up as a trigger. And until you clear all that, you really don't have those triggers anymore.
So a lot of people are walking around still with these trauma responses to certain things. Obviously, our minds are wide open up to about the age of 7 anyway. So there could be a ton of things in there that could seem minor if you're looking at them as an adult. But obviously, when you were a child reacting to that, obviously, it was a big deal. So do you believe that pretty much everyone is walking around with unhealed trauma? From
yes,
if they were to actually understand it and realize that, oh, wow, man, that's really, is that affecting my life? But it's having a knock-on effect to their life in adulthood.
It is, and it's affecting their health. And until they really let everything go, it could be letting go of money. In parents that have small children, if you have this edginess to you, the kids are going to pick up on it. So it's really important to do it for yourself, for your family.
And how did it change?
They'll see a change in you.
And how for you personally, like you say, you are now living the life of your dreams, you're traveling. And for a lot of people, that would be a fearful step. So do you think if you hadn't have gone through this clearing that you wouldn't be doing what you're currently doing?
Exactly. Yeah, and it hasn't been an easy road. So I let go of all the material things and I thought, oh, I let go of everything. But then there was still more to let go of. The RV industry is a challenge, getting things to work correctly. My RV was built during COVID. So that's a setback. But I'm here for a reason. I'm embracing it. I'm learning every step of the way. I truly walk the walk because I look at things differently. I know that there's a purpose that I'm here. I tap into what I need to learn from this, who I'm here to help. And it's really nice to meet a lot of people. And my life is an adventure. I'll go off on my bike 10 miles, 15 miles. I'll have my little protein bar with me and my water. And it's an adventure. And I embrace that because it's fun. It's not boring. And I could be sitting in here, I'm redoing my website because I've changed so much. I outgrew that website. I'm outgrowing everything and things are just happening very quickly. And I need to be mindful and do the work on my website.
You're just remaining in flow. You're just remaining in flow. So what a wonderful place to be, because I'm sure there's many people out there that would love to have that kind of life. But again, fear stops them. And so for you doing all this clearing of the child work to the Akashic record, so it has made it got rid of the fear for you to actually go and do it. A lot of people be like, really?
So I became unstoppable. I let go of it. I just wanted to go. Right. And part of it also was being a single mom, raising 2 sons on my own. I saw a lot of other friends traveling and I thought, well, someday I'm going to do that. And I always wanted to do this. I always wanted to have an RV and go.
And now you're doing it. Yeah. So who are your target? Who do you... Oh, there was feedback then. I'll edit that. So who are your target audience? Who are the people that you love to work with?
Someone that wants to learn more, that has that momentum in their heart and their soul, that really wants to grow and learn, achieve, and to help others. Because as you heal, then you help someone else. It's just the gift that keeps on giving.
So it's a ripple effect.
It can be anybody. Yeah. So especially somebody with Reiki, if you have that knowledge, or if you can just step into energy, you know, that it, because it's part of your expansion of your mind that you step into this. It's like a meditation that it starts out with an image and words and things, and then it goes full circle as to the first message that I get when I do a reading on you. I like to get all the information first, and then there'll be questions at the end. And it does come full circle until you feel complete and a blissful feeling that you're loved, you're supported, you're okay.
You're on the right track. So what is your favorite self-care practice and why? Is there something that you do every day to get you in the right frame of mind or in the right space to even do a reading?
Journal and meditating. I get a lot, and I ask, and that's really important in the Akashic, is what you ask and how you ask it. And then there's always a layer behind a layer. So for example, one day I was journaling outside my RV in the morning, and it was a Sunday. I wanted to go to church. I had belonged to a Unity church in Oak Brook, Illinois, and that closed. So I tapped into, is there any Unities around here? There was one in Naples. There was one in Bonita Springs. Bing, bing. They said, go to Bonita. And there was a man, Will Tuttle, that was giving a talk on intuition. And I was like, oh my gosh. It was just those moments, the people that I meet, how I can help them. And I just cried. The wife, it was a beautiful couple. The wife did paintings and he played the piano and meditated, and they wanted to share you to share what you got from those pictures. I got so much, and it just taught me more. So it's, you know, meditating. Like I, the other day I meditated, I was laying on my back. I felt all my chakras drop to the ground and connect. And then I hopped on a carpet. I was on a magic carpet ride and I was going all over.
So all these, when you do this, all these synchronicities, like you say, like meeting the right people, so all the things line up so that you are in flow. So how long have you been doing this now?
I got my reading in 2018, so 5 years, and it just gets better and better.
But how long did it take you to, because obviously this all takes time.
Yeah, so I went through the course.
Because there will be things that you need to practice.
Right, so I went through the course and then I started giving readings, created my business, and I kind of sold time, because it's how you're spending your time with your soul is how it's related. And now I'm working on my website with a clock, and because the time is related. It's coming together very nicely.
Awesome. And do you have any, so when you were introduced to this, do you have, what is your favorite self-development book? Or if anybody was interested, where would they start? What's your favorite?
Of a book? Right now I'm reading The Untethered Soul. I just love intuition. I get such a vibe and a spark when I speak to someone that's intuitive. It's a different kind of a connection, a vibration, a knowing that anybody, like coaches, anybody that I need to work with, or trades or colleagues, they have to have that intuitive gift. Or everybody has it, but you have to develop it. You have to open it. You have to work it. You have to embrace it. You have to understand it. We all have different, you might see, hear, feel, taste, smell. Embrace what you have and grow it. Learn it.
It's like a mental muscle. Rather than going to the gym and training your physical muscles, you've got to train. These are like your intuition is one of your mental muscles, isn't it?
Yes.
So why do you think we have become, as a society, so cut off from this?
Judgment, the way people were raised. And I think your upbringing as a child, like what your parents said to you, is important. And you have that pattern. It could be a money issue. It could be a limiting belief. What's wired in your brain really needs to be cleared so that you can transform without fear, to embrace everything, to trust the flow of life, that you met me for a reason. I've when I started this, I didn't have such big shoulders. Now I have them. And I understand where other people are at, and I try to help. Sometimes I wish that they would move a little faster, but
it's all a journey, and everybody will have their own pace. And it's ever evolving. So for you, even within this whole, so yes, you're more intuitive. So is that trusting that inner voice? But do you have who are your sort of favorite influencers within your industry? Do you have any?
My mentor, Alicia Isaac House. Yeah. So that was the first reading and it was a gift to me. So it's funny because I was at the retreat and she was in a gift shop, and the girl that was hosting the retreat said, "Do you have any giveaways?" And she said, "Oh, I do." And I had asked, I had journaled, I asked, I wanted more. I wanted direction. I wanted growth. And it got placed in my hand.
And I suppose, yeah, that is a massive thing because so many people don't ask. They don't ask. And again, has that come from conditioning, do you think? Because as men and women, we've almost been brought up to feel or perceive things as if we ask for anything, then somehow we failed, because it's almost like, oh, when you're an adult, that's it. You are a parent. That means you know it all. You're all knowing. And if you're asking for help, then somehow that can relate in our little heads as though, oh, we're failing at something. And do you think that's why we've conditioned ourselves to not ask?
And we're not failing. We are learning. We are embracing. We're growing. We're evolving. This is the year. And it's really important to tap into, if they can, and if they can't, then by all means, book a reading, because it's always the message that you need to learn from that. It's not, oh, why did this injury happen to me? It is, what can I learn from this? How can you overcome things? Because it's like you're in a different body, like a different mindset, a different growth pattern, that you are trusting yourself and your soul more. And that only blossoms and grows. Even with me, I'm not completely there yet. I'm still learning and growing every day.
Have you ever met anybody who is there, wherever there is? I don't know where we think this destination is going to be. Have you met anybody that's cleared everything? And maybe Joe Dispenza. But other than that, anybody that's, it is a journey. It's never going to end. Again, we're always trying to get somewhere. And it's this destination is never going to come. There isn't a destination. It's a continual flow. And we're never going to know it all. And there's always something else to learn. I don't know why people think that even somebody who's coaching them is going to be having it all. But they might be just further ahead than you, so they can guide you. And it's this continual dance, as it were.
It was beautifully said. Thank you.
So for the listeners out there, if they're okay, I'd like to have, what does a reading entail? Can you explain what the process would be?
Yeah, so it's done on the phone. So this business that I created, I can do it remotely. So I have an app on my phone. It's recorded, so you don't need to worry about taking notes. And I tap into your energy, and then I give you the reading, and then I email it to them a day or two later, and they save it to a Dropbox for it lasts forever. And it's continual healing, growth, learning, expanding.
But what is so you give a reading, but what's the end game? What are you trying? What's the point of it? Is to give them a reading. What do then they do with that? What do they do with that reading?
It's the clarity that they learn of what's going on and why, and perhaps it's always from past life, you learn about that, it's connected. So that's why you came here to experience, like why you picked your parents, why this happened in a past life. It's all related. It all unfolds like a mystery in your life, and you gain what you're here to learn and embrace and grow and kind of trust the flow of life and not be, why is everything happening to me, instead of it's making life work for you, not to you.
Again, many people are caught in that victim mode. Oh, it's gone again. We're getting feedback. Hold on. 14 and 27. So, I can't think what I was saying. Yeah, many people get caught in this sort of victim mode. Or why is this happening to me? What have I done? What have I done? But as you say, it's happening for you as opposed to happening to you. But how could you help somebody really understand that? Because, you know, when things are happening and they might not be in a great space, and they are taking all and, oh, it's me, I've done something wrong. How would you share with them to change this perception from it's happening to you to life is happening for you?
They had to embrace the pain, the setback, to learn what they can feel and how it can change and evolve them. If they didn't have that, they wouldn't know the difference between the feeling of bliss and the feeling of the victim mode. So it all needs to shift. And it's layers upon layers. It's a lot of things.
So how would they clear that? How do they clear that energy, or how do they clear that?
I do a clearing as well. I remove things. I help them see a different mindset, a viewpoint.
Right, so you can do it for them. Is there anything that they need to do?
They can listen. Well, it's like sometimes this little issue will trigger and come back again, and then they need to revisit it and create this in your mind and kind of journal and get into it, into the what they're feeling, and then get out of what they're feeling and into how they want to feel.
And this can be done, this is done through meditation. How is this done?
Awareness, journaling, meditation, tapping in. In level one, you learn to open your records and you get the information that they want to share with you. And that's the beginning stage. The second level is opening someone else's records and all about energy and
Who is they? Who are we talking about here?
My students. That's what they do.
No, that's not what I was saying. Okay, hang on.
Those who want the growth, that are striving for more. You have to have the desire, just like I did when I asked for more. It's got to be something that they're energetically connected to.
So if anybody's out there that would like to have so you do an Akashic reading and an Akashic clearing. So they're two separate things. Is that right?
So the clearing is energetically. I give them a meditation to listen to, and I go through everything, heal, clear, activate. And then I like to have them to have both. The reading is more the energy, the feeling. Sometimes people just want to lay there and receive. And sometimes they want the intuitive, energetic flow of both, actually.
So is this combined? Do you combine it with Reiki healing then as well?
Yes. Yes. And with the clearing I go through, a lot of times people have like digestive issues, the energy just will not go through. They can have liver issues, just drained energy. A lot of things come up that I tap into.
So do you have any sort of transformation that you've had with clients that you could share with us?
Yes. One is coming to mind, how she started out and it was, she wanted the reading and she wanted the clearing. And now she's in my nutrition group too, because it's the way you do everything. And our cells in our body change every 60 to 90 days. So it's a work in progress that you're doing it energetically, you're doing it physically, you're doing it mentally, your cells and your body, everything is changing and growing. And I've created this because of what I do and what makes me feel 100%.
So it is a complete holistic approach to things.
Yes. Yeah. And also I worked for a homeopathic doctor when I was going through my divorce. So I have that piece as well. I don't take any medicine. I don't go to doctors, but that's my,
that's me. Nor do I.
They put the fear in you, my poor students. Oh yeah, I went to the doctor.
I love homeopathy. My kids were brought up with homeopathy. That is what's worked for us, and that's what we'll continue to. It's all energy, I suppose. Even the looking at homeopathy, it's not even the thing, is it? It's the memory of the thing diluted into water. That's what the healing part is. Whereas obviously the thing could actually be detrimental. This is why when they tested it, they tried to say that it doesn't work. You know, if you give someone belladonna, it's not going to be a good thing. However, the memory of it can trigger the healing response. It's because everything is backwards to how we have been conditioned to believe how things are, that for some people, this can be quite a difficult thing to understand, because we're talking about energy here. They can't see it. They can't touch it. But they can feel it.
There's no side effects. There's no, you take this. It's just so natural and soothing. And I'm a gentle soul and I attract gentle souls. So it's really nice to have that gentle approach, because otherwise I would have allergic reaction if I took something. It just doesn't work me though.
So to the listeners out, how would they get in touch with you if they wanted to have a reading or a clearing?
Soultimewithcindy.com. And there's also a little link there to sign up for my newsletter. And I have specials and all kinds of fun things going on.
Awesome. So anything else you'd like to add, Cindy?
Oh, I just want to send love to everyone. And if you could love yourself more today and every day and understand the path that you're on and that you're going to, that you are furthering your growth, your intuition, everything, just keep moving, love yourself more.
Be compassionate to yourself, because that's another thing, I suppose. Again, like you said earlier, we can be so judgmental of ourselves. We can be so hard on ourselves, and we take opinions from other people to affect us, and it's all judged. So how can people stop this? What would you advise somebody who's experiencing that to, because it's easy to say, let it go, but how do you let it go?
It's the way you like hang on to money, the way you hang on to everything. Let everything go and just trust. If you feel an energetic connection, by all means, embrace that. If you want it, let go of the setback that's holding you back.
So it's our attachments. That's got a Buddhist feel to it as well, hasn't it? Because that's how they see it, is that this is the cause of all suffering, is our attachment to things.
Exactly. And that's why I had to move and let go. And I knew it wasn't going to be easy. Sometimes you have to be your own cheerleader.
And trust. It's going back to that trusting your intuition, because it's in you. It's in everybody. Nobody, like we said, nobody's on the naughty step. Everyone's got it. But we've somehow learned to not trust it, or we've been told not to trust it. And that has become the belief system. Cool. Thank you so much for your time today. It's been lovely speaking to you. And I hope people have learned something about the Akashic Records and how this can affect your whole life, and how having a reading, having a clearing can help you. Thank you. Thank you for your time, and To all the listeners, I will be back tomorrow with a Coffee with Karen. Bye for now.
Bye.
Coffee with Karen podcast, a weekly chat show discussing everything from holistic health to current affairs from a mental, physical, and spiritual perspective. Get your weekly cup of positivity with a sprinkling of woo-woo.